This is Robert Martellacci of C21 Canada here in PEI for the C21 Canada 150 Summit, along with the Council of Education Ministers Annual Conference. And I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning Moment with Andreas Schleicher, the Director of Education and Skills with the OECD. And thank you for joining me this morning, Andreas.
Thanks for inviting me, Robert.
Well, we've had the opportunity to have you speak at our conference in the past, and a year's gone by, and you've been very busy with your organization producing some tremendous research around skills and innovation. Perhaps you can give us an update on what's the latest and what you'll be speaking about here at the Council Ministers' meetings.
In 2018, we are looking at global competency, the capacity of individuals to see issues in the world through different lenses, perspectives, appreciate different ideas, even, you know, cultures. So there's a lot going on to actually recognize the changes in our world and to see how they can best be reflected in instructional systems, but also in the way we measure success in education.
Amazing. Talk about measurement for a moment. As we shift from summative to formative, it's a challenge that we see in Canada to capture the learning. Perhaps you can shed some light on how that part of the success equation is evolving.
Yeah, you know, I think we should no longer see assessment and learning as a kind of opposing ends on one continuum. You know, assessment taking time away from learning. That used to be our view on this. I think new technologies allow us to integrate the process of learning and assessment, to merge the worlds of formative and summative assessments, to build assessments that extend, you know, from students to classrooms to schools to provinces to even global frameworks. I think that is now possible with modern technology to make assessments highly adaptive. Even PISA is now basically in a highly adaptive kind of assessment instruments. So I think the question is how we build better connections that help, you know, students learn better, teachers teach better, and schools to become more effective. So feeding information from assessment more constructively into the process of teaching and learning. But I actually think that that is something that, you know, 5 years ago, nobody of us could imagine. Now it's happening.
How's Canada doing on the global stage?
Well, Canada is one of the most successful education systems in the sense not only of producing high average results, but also in leveraging talent from all social parts of the spectrum, from students with an immigrant background and so on. So I think the high degree of equity is an outstanding kind of feature of Canada at a level of excellence. But, you know, also the world is moving. And I think you look at some of the education systems in Northern Europe, Estonia, Finland, or some of them in Asia, and I think they are particularly at the high end of the competency spectrum where it comes to, you know, very complex mathematical problems. I think there's room for improvement, and I do think, you know, that the gap between what the world demands and what school systems provide is actually not becoming smaller, but rather wider. You know, the world is changing faster than what happens in classrooms.
With that, I thank you for your time this morning, Andreas.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Andreas Schleicher, the Director of Education and Skills for the OECD. My name is Robert Martellacci of C21 Canada, here in PEI for the C21 Canada 150 Summit in the Council Ministers' meetings. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.